About one-third of people with OCD are afflicted by contamination OCD. The new reality of a pandemic that requires acute attention to the transmission of germs creates additional peril for these people. The rules have changed, said Julia Hitch, a psychologist in Seattle whose practice is in part devoted to treating children and adults with OCD. Friends and neighbors are now engaging in OCD-type behaviors, and it's making people in treatment with OCD wonder, how do I not let this get out of hand? And what is out of hand anymore? Dr. Hitch said. Those who have successfully gone through treatment to overcome or manage a contamination obsession and sanitizing compulsion are working hard to cope. Bella Ronan, a 19-year-old in Kirkland, Washington, was diagnosed with OCD when she was 9. Her symptoms began, she said, after her younger sister, Franny, was born. Ms. Ronan, obsessively worried about germs coming into the house that could harm her sister, who has Down syndrome. To avoid transferring germs from one room to another, Ms. Ronan designated a different pair of slippers for each room of the house. She would change her slippers 3 times as she went from the kitchen to the living room to the laundry room. If her mother wiped down a table with a cleaner that had chemicals in it and Ms. Ronan's book was placed on the table, she would refuse to touch the book again for fear of being contaminated by the chemical. I was washing my hands 40 times a day, scrubbing them so they were raw and bloody, said Ms. Ronan, who is living with her family while on a gap year between high school and college. Years of intensive therapy and finding the right combination of medications offered short-term relief from the OCD, she said. But her life was changed after she turned 18 and was eligible for an adult residential treatment program. She stayed for 8 weeks, and the treatment consisted of intense exposure therapy, during which Ms. Ronan tested her fears that germs and chemicals could make her sick by touching various surfaces and liquids. For example, the bottom of shoes, bathroom countertops, and laundry detergent, and then gradually extending the amounts of time before she could wash her hands. The residential treatment was followed by a month-long step-down recovery program, during which she lived in an apartment with other OCD patients. The only way to overcome the OCD is to learn to live with it, and that's by living an exposure lifestyle, Ms. Ronan said. Now she is focused on staying healthy, mentally and physically. I've spent almost 11 years having something inside my head tell me things that would cause my mom, my dad, my friends, and my therapist to say, that's a little extreme, she said. But now those same people are telling me to wash my hands all the time so that I don't get sick, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it all. Ms. Ronan has asthma, which makes contracting COVID-19 even scarier. She is taking her cues on sanitizing from her mother and father, who she trusts. If they say I should wash my hands for 20 seconds under warm water, I know there are facts causing them to tell me to do that, and I'm relying on facts. She is also listening to advice from doctors and other experts she hears on TV or reads about in news articles. Becky Ronan, Bella's mother, is struggling with her own anxiety connected to her older daughter's condition. As worried as I am about anyone getting COVID-19, I'm equally worried about her having a backslide and having to go back into a residential program, Becky said. That is just as scary as COVID-19.